The Bible said in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, beginning with the 15th verse, the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Let's read it again tonight. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The Lord help us for a little while tonight. I'd like to preach on getting off the beam. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Would you ask God to help us tonight? Heavenly Father, we come before your throne with praise and thanksgiving. God, for Jesus, for the precious blood, Lord, that he shed on Calvary. God, the privilege and opportunity to raise our hands, magnify the name of Jesus in the beauty of holiness tonight. We thank you for every song, every testimony, every word, every effort that's been put forth in this service tonight. Let the liberty of the Holy Ghost prevail. Let the will of God be established in our lives. Touch us tonight, challenge us, anoint in a special way. Let your will be accomplished, and we'll praise you, love you, and magnify you and honor you for it. Bless the altar service tonight. Overshadow lives. Encourage souls and stir hearts. In Jesus' lovely holy name we pray. And let us all say amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. May God richly bless you. Love not the world, neither the things in that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abide forever. Amen. Tonight in this world in which we're living, we're seeing many things transpire, many things take place. Amen. It's a time of transition. Amen. I mentioned last night, I believe it was, what, amen, is able to be shook is being shook tonight. Amen. We're seeing many things passing tonight in this world. Fashions come, fashions go. Amen. The people come and people go. Fads come and fads go. Amen. We're holiness people living in a passing world. Amen. Tonight in the field of aviation, the science of aviation, there's many great discoveries that are going on tonight. Amen. We're living in an electronic age, a sophisticated hour, when men are ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. But in the, amen, the field of aviation this evening, they have a device called a radio beam, in which, amen, that these airplane pilots, when, amen, they need a path to follow. When they get off course, when the storm gets rough, in severe rains and darkness, and times that they're vision, amen, is limited. Amen, they're able, amen, to shoot a beam between the place they take off of, amen, and to the destination. And if they stay on course with that beam, they make their destination in flight complete every time. Oh, if we were on a plane this evening going from New York to California and the storm got rough and darkness overshadowed us, amen, we can have them send up a radio beam, amen, from, amen, our place to our destination. And as long as the man driving the ship, driving that vast airplane, keeps on course, brother, we'll make our destination sure and safe. Oh, it's a great device tonight. Amen. If the airplane pilot goes too far to the left, a signal goes off. Amen. To secure him back on course. If he goes too far the other way, amen, a radio device will alarm. Let him know he's getting off his course. Amen. If he doesn't heed the signals, and if he doesn't, amen, take notice, amen, of the devices that are alarming him, he could eventually end up in disaster and the whole plane could be crashed. Oh, friend, but tonight for the child of God, amen, that beam is the will of God. The Bible said, amen, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Oh, friend, tonight, I'm glad this evening we can make our destination sure. I'm glad we can make our election and calling sure tonight. I'm glad, Brother Rose, that he that hath begun a good work in us, amen, is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm glad that God's made the provision. I'm glad the way's been made. I'm glad because he lives. Amen. We can live also. Oh, friend, the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, brother. We're living in a critical time. We're living, amen, in a desperate hour when men and women need God like they never have before. And the church needs revival in many places. And hearts need stirred. And lives need challenge. And people need the will of God like they never have before. It's already been said in this service tonight. It couldn't have been said much better. Amen, brother, that's the main thing. Regardless of how often we go to church. And what I mean by that, whether you're an evangelist and go almost every night, or whether, amen, you just a church member, or whether you're the pastor and you have certain nights that you go to the house of God. The main thing in this generation tonight is that we follow the will of God and that we believe in the will of God. It's not how high we jump. It's not how big we preach. It's not how tall we testify. Amen. It's not how grand we sing tonight. But it's if we're in the will of God. If we're following him. Are we pleasing him, brother? Is everything all right between us and our heavenly Father, brother? The world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. We've got many tonight, praise God, that are getting off the beam. Getting off and out of the will of God. And we've got many that have shipwrecked in this generation. Amen. We've got many that have made havoc out of their lives tonight, brother. It bothers me in this hour which we're living when we see so many that have fallen and so many that's left the way and so many, amen, that's losing out with God and so many that seem to be unconcerned, amen, and unmovable as far as being stirred and challenged and touched by the power of God. I'll guarantee you one thing, brother. It didn't happen in a day. It didn't happen in a night. It didn't happen in a moment. But brother, they, amen, little by little and day by day, amen, walked knowingly out of the will of God, failing to repent, failing to stay in the old path, failing to be what God would have them to be. Brother, I want to preach tonight that we get off the beam, the will of God, amen, when we neglect, amen, life's and everyday Christian duties, the simple duties of God tonight, like church attendance and tithing and consecration. Amen. Brother, when we neglect the normal duties of Christian living, brother, we get off the beam. Amen. We're living in an hour. It needs to be reminded. There's so many among us tonight. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen, brother. They're doing as the manner of some is. They're doing like the world. They're doing, amen, like the outsider. But God said, not forsaking, amen, the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see that day approaching. Amen, friend, exhorting one another. We're living in a day we need some people that'll be faithful to the house of God. We're living in an hour we need some people that'll walk through the door. Amen, I'm going to preach it tonight. There's nothing any more important, amen, than us coming to God's house and receiving from heaven and hearing the will of the Father and having the fellowship of the children of God. I know we have hindrances. I know we have obstacles. But above everything tonight, our heart ought to be with the people of God. It ought to be in God's house. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and this will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to be, amen, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Amen, brother. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, brother. Amen. We're living in a day. Amen. We need some people that'll quit neglecting their Christian duties. Amen. We can tell people, oh, we love God, but brother, actions speak louder in words. Amen. Movement is more than just saying it. And we need some people that will, amen, fulfill the Christian duties in this hour. When we neglect them, we get out of the will of God. Tonight, many people don't realize it, but we need church attendance. We need regular fellowship. We need camp meetings. We need one another in this hour. God seen fit through His divine providence. Amen. And He gave it to us in the Word. Amen. That's the only way that we can really build the Christian character and live the life that's pleasing Him. There's no way when we have the availability and the provision is made to go to God's house. Amen. And to fellowship the saints of God. We'll never develop ourselves. We'll never be developed like we need to be without Christian fellowship and Christian gatherings together and faithfulness to the house of God. David loved God's house so much. He seemed to need so much. He said, one day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Amen, brother. I like wetting a lion every now and then. I like shooting a squirrel every now and then. I enjoy a walk in the park. I enjoy, man, browsing around sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, brother, 1,000 days in the world, amen, isn't half as good as one day in the house of God where the Spirit of God dwells and the fellowship of His people. Undullable, sheik, undullable. We need some people that'll fulfill their Christian duties. Amen. We get out of the will of God when we forsake our assembling together and we neglect the house of God. We've got many that's getting off the beam tonight. Two men get saved. Amen. At the same time, same revival. One gives regularly. Amen. He's faithful in all his giving. He tithes. He cheerful gives. He supports missions. Amen. He's there every service. He doesn't miss a service. Amen. 1 year goes by. The other man doesn't ever come back again. He doesn't ever put a dollar in the plate. He never, amen, fellowships the people of God. You tell me which one's living the closest to God. You tell me the one that's going to be happy. You tell me the one that's got the victory. You tell me the one that's overcoming the devil. Amen, brother. Amen. We we've got more people can talk a good game of religion more than anything, but you know more and more as much as I do, this thing's better felt than told. It's better experienced than talked about, brother. Amen. And we've got more talk than we can handle tonight. What we need is a move of God. What we need is an interruption from God. What we need is an experience in this hour, brother, that'll change lives and touch souls, brother. Let's quit talking about it and experience the power of Pentecost in this day and hour, brother. There's too many that are getting off the beam tonight. I want to preach tonight that we get out of the will of God when we neglect prayer and Bible reading this evening. Amen. Oh, prayer and Bible reading. Amen. These two things are essential tonight if we're going to keep growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said men ought to pray, amen, and not to faint. He spake this parable unto them in Luke 18 and 1. Men ought to pray and not to faint. Amen. He said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing. Amen. He said, amen, brother, if we pray and believe, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Amen. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Oh, friend, we sing about it. I love that old song. Amen. When I pray through, you remember it. Amen. The experience you had. But I believe there's a many tonight. Amen. They go to the house of God, but they need to pray through again. I'm here to tell you, brother, it's not enough, amen, for a 5-minute prayer every day we live. There's times, amen, we need to spend all day alone with the Lord and seek His face. Amen. I know, amen, it's a busy hour, it's a busy day. But brother, amen, if we cease to pray, if we fail to pray, amen, if we, amen, don't pray like we ought to, it'll affect us. We'll not know the will of God. We'll not hear from heaven. We'll not be sure about our decisions. We'll not be sure about what to do, brother. If there's anything that Pentecost needs reinstituted in the church world, it's the praying that used to go on. Amen. We sing that song. I like that old time. Preaching, praying, singing, shouting. We have the preaching. Amen. We have the singing, we have the shouting, but where is the praying? Andalabo, shikandalabo, like people used to pray. Where is the tarrying until they be endued with power from on high? Where is that seeking God until they hear from heaven and get the answer, brother? Amen. We need some people that will pray again. Prayer. Oh, we read it. We testify it. We talk about it. We brag on it. Prayer changes things. And it does tonight. But oh, how well we know that any old kind of prayer doesn't do with God. How well do we all know tonight that there's a difference between praying and praying? Amen. There's a difference. Amen, brother. There is some, amen, some certain things tonight. There's some conditions of a successful prayer life that we can't get around. Amen. Number one, when we pray, amen, we must pray with contrition, humility. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Oh, friend, that's what real prayer is. It's a humbling of ourselves. Amen. Coming to God and saying, God, I recognize, amen, that I can't do it in myself. And God, I need you, amen, like I never have before. Amen. In this proud, heady, high-minded church age, give us some people that will humble themselves and bow their knees, amen, and pray unto God. Amen, brother.
Father, He's still moved by the tears of the saint. He's still moved, amen, by the broken hearts tonight. Amen, we've got to have contrition. Amen, we've got to have faith. Amen, amen. What's some of the things you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive them. Amen. When we pray, we've got to have faith. We've got to believe God. We've got to pray according to His will. Amen. We've got to know what the Word says. In this day and hour, when everything's being preached, we need to know what is the will of God. We need to know what thus saith the Word of God. We need some people that'll meet the conditions of successful prayer. We've got to pray righteously. What I mean by that, we've got to live right. If God's going to hear us tonight, amen, James 5 and 16, confess your faults one to another. Amen, brother, that bring revival in this day and hour. Amen, if we could just get church folks to confess their faults to one another. Amen, we don't want to talk about our faults. We don't want to talk about our shortcomings. We don't want to talk about our problems. We want to talk about victory, 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 victory. Amen, but we can talk about it all night until we do what the Word says. Amen, there'll be no move of God like we want to have. Confess your faults one to another and pray ye one for another. Amen. I'm not old tonight. I haven't been in this thing as long as a lot of you, but I can remember the time people would get up and say, I haven't been praying like I ought to pray. Amen. I ain't fasted like I used to fast. Amen. I'm not reading my Bible like I used to read. And God dealt with my heart tonight. How many times have you heard people say it? They confess to the church. You say, preacher, you have to tell them everything. Amen. You ought to tell them everything God puts upon your heart. You ought to, amen, confess. Amen. And ask God and ask the church to pray for you and to help you, brother. How many people have I seen delivered from habits, amen, and problems in their life because they confessed them and said, I need prayer. I need deliverance. I need a touch from God. Confess your faults one to another and pray ye one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, brother. How are we praying? We ain't careful, we're praying on the run. If we're not careful, we're praying in the sun. While we sit down and get a little raise, we pray. Hello? We ain't careful, we're praying in the fun. While we're leisuring and while we're, amen, having a, amen, a strolled, easy, laid-back time, we whisper a prayer. Lord bless them. Lord help them. Oh, we need some prayer. Amen. Plain, fresh out prayer. The kind of prayer that reaches heaven. The kind of prayer, amen, that, brother, when people live right, and pray according to the will of God, that's heaven. Amen. Amen. They stand at attention, waiting, amen, for the, amen, verdict from the Father to tell them what to do, brother. I believe God's got angels on assignment tonight. I believe they encamp round about them that fear the Lord. And I believe they wait in His presence 24 hours a day continually, waiting on the summons. Amen. Go down there. Go there. Go do that. Go do this, brother. Amen. One old song says, when mama prayed, all heaven paid attention. I believe there's a prayer life in God. I believe there's a walk in God. Amen. We can ring the prayer bells of heaven, and heaven will hear and know what we need, brother. And God will move according to the need tonight, brother. We need some people that will pray again. Amen. I've seen camp meetings. I've seen fellowship meetings. I've seen revivals. And in the last 7 years of traveling this country, if there are any one problem that almost all churches are plagued with, it's a lack of prayer. We can still get people, some of them, to live good. Amen. We can get folks to sing, and some of them will still come pretty faithfully. Amen. But oh, don't let me preach too long, because they ain't going to pray past a certain time. Amen. Don't let service go too late, regardless how high that God's moving in the service. Because at a certain time, they're going to quit praying. Amen. But there was a time. Amen. You've heard it. I've heard it. I heard, amen. I was down with Brother T.R. Stump for 9 nights. Had a wonderful revival. It was the will of God. But they told about, amen, some of them old-time saints of God. Amen. That they would, amen, hear me out tonight. They would have church, amen, till 2 and 3 in the morning. Amen. Come home, take a shower, eat a bite, and go to work for 12 hours in the mines. Amen. Shoveling 40 ton a day on their side, if you please. Amen. In about 2 or 3 foot coal. Amen. And when they got their lunch break during the day, amen, they said you could hear them all through those mountains in those mines. Amen. A praying in tongues. They didn't take time to eat dinner. They was a fasting for the revival. They was a praying for the meeting. Amen. They come back to church. Amen. Go 6 weeks, 9 weeks. Amen. They eat when they get home from church. Amen. Sometimes they'd sleep a little. Sometimes they wouldn't get much. And they'd go right over. Right over. Amen. One man said, how did you do it? He said, we never got tired. We lived in the Spirit. Amen. We prayed all the time. We felt God by our side. And now, brother, if we don't get our 8 hours, amen, and if we don't have our 3 square meals, amen, and if we don't get ample time for relaxation, we don't think we can make it. In this hour, brother, I'm going to tell you, amen, in this soft day in we're living, God's looking for some men. He's looking for some women that'll pray again and seek His face. And don't I to hear when we cease to pray as we ought to pray, we get out of the will of God tonight. Amen.
There's more lies in the church world tonight saying I prayed about it than anything I know of. Well, I prayed about it. They didn't no more pray about it than a man in the moon. Amen. It's like my little boy when he's wanting that bicycle. First bicycle he ever had. We just left Kentucky. Went back on the evangelistic field. We was in Anderson, Indiana in revival. Amen. In the evangelistic quarters. And you know, we'd been through it, but God was helping us to come out of it. And I kept promising, amen, this birthday, I'm going to get you a bicycle, son. If you'll be a good boy and do good. And man, I mean, he was a praying for a bicycle. And I went over and saw the one I wanted to get him. Already put together. I didn't have no tools with me anyway. I wanted to get one already assembled. Well, I took my wife and children to the laundromat, slipped right over to the store, picked that bicycle up and took it in the church. I mean, in the evangelistic quarters. Hid it behind the door. We came home. And all that day I told him, well, maybe we'll go look at bikes this evening. And we come home and he said, can we go? I said, well, let's go in and pray about it. See what the Lord says. Amen. We went into the church. I mean, he's praying. I mean, this was back in 1985. So that was about almost 3 years ago. I mean, Jesus. Oh, I need a bike. I mean, he was really going at it. I mean, he got more in the Spirit than a lot of people do praying for their children. Hello. I mean, brother, he was feeling this thing. Amen. He got up, wiped the tears out of his eyes, and I looked at him. I said, well, son, what did the Lord tell you about your bicycle? He said, Dad, he said it's all right with him if it's all right with you. Amen. Praise God. And that's the way a lot of people are today. If it's all right with them, they know it's all right with God. But it ain't always that way, friend. We need to pray through, not till we're satisfied or contented, but till we hear from heaven and know the will of God and the voice of God, brother. When we fail to pray, we get out of the will of God. And when we cheat ourselves and lower ourselves to a lower plane of living where we guess the will of God and we hope the will of God. But I gotta tell you, brother, amen, we can pray and have this confidence that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us, brother. There's a place in God. There's a prayer life tonight for the saints of God. Amen. We can hear from heaven and know His voice. But if we fail to pray, we'll get off the beam tonight. Amen. Amen. Prayer. Bible reading. How much Bible reading is going on tonight?
I may not tell you nothing new, but I'm going to reinstitute a lot of things that need to be reminded tonight. How much Bible reading's going on. Amen. That blessed book that's brought us this far. Amen. Jesus showed us the importance. He emphasized it all through His amen sayings and all through the writings of Holy Writ. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Amen. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. Brother, the Bible said, amen, all Scripture's given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. Amen. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. For the, amen, the prophecy that came of old time, amen, came not of the will of man, but holy men spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Brother, amen, we need some people that'll hide this word in their heart, that they not sin against God. In this day and hour, brother, when we neglect the Bible, we'll get out of His will after a while. I must hurry tonight. Amen. We get out of the will of God. Amen. In this day and hour, when we get angry this evening, oh yes, when we get angry, I know we're living in a wild society when men and women flare off at anything. I'm preaching tonight, we get out of the will of God and we get off the beam when we get angry tonight. Amen. Billy Sunday said, it's like a shotgun. Amen. The discharge of a shotgun. You only, amen, takes a second to put it off. Amen. One instant and it's gone. Amen. But it destroys everything in its path. It kills everything in its path. Amen. It's like battery acid tonight. It eats everything around it that it spills upon. And brother, anger will steal the sweetness of our Christian life. It'll take the joy of our living. It'll take the blessedness out of Christianity tonight. And it won't be long till we don't enjoy serving God anymore. Oh, I've heard people say, Brother Rose, well, it's just for a moment, Brother Hatfield, and it's gone. But how about all the innocent victims that are hurt while it's there? And all the things that get in its way, brother, if we're not careful, we're like boiling water tonight. The least little thing comes against us and we just boil over. We just flare out and lash out at everybody. I'm going to tell you, anger is a terrible thing. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, brother. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Let me read a little bit tonight. Amen. The Bible says, praise God this evening. Amen. Psalms 37:8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, and a man of wicked devices is, amen, for fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen, brother, we can make all the excuses if we want. Amen, we can, amen, try to justify ourselves all we want tonight. But anger, amen, will overtake us if it has its toll in our life. Amen, the Bible said, Proverbs 16:32, he that is slow to anger, amen, praise God, is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. Oh, friend. Amen. We've got some mighty men and women today, but the Bible said he that ruleth his spirit is better than the mighty. Oh, hallelujah. We wouldn't have near as much church trouble and splits and dissimulation and division. Amen. Amen. And malice and envy and jealousy if we had more people, amen, that were in the will of God and wouldn't get angry and stay sweet in God. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7:9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Think about it. We act as a fool when we get angry. Amen. And we lash out without a cause. I know we need to hate sin. And if you're going to get angry at anything, get angry at the devil. But not the people of God. Not the saints of God. God. Amen. Not the church of God. Amen. Anger rests in the bosom of fools tonight. And God help us in this hour that we can be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and go on to perfection. Help us not to go angry and to fall out and to get mad in this hour and to lose what God has given us. Amen. Matthew 5:22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire tonight. Think about it. Amen, brother. People are going to be, amen, amen, in danger. They're going to be in trouble in the judgment. Amen. When they, amen, praise God, are mad at people without a cause. Amen. I have met people along this way, along the journey of serving God. Amen. They didn't like somebody, but they didn't have a reason. You've seen that. They didn't like the way they looked. They didn't like the way they preached. They didn't like the way they acted. And I've met some people, amen, you mention a certain person's name, and I mean, brother, they flare up like a hen that's been on a bed of hot rocks. I mean, they're going to start clucking and pecking. Amen. Praise God. I've heard some of them say, praise God, don't worry about it. I'm getting anointed. We don't get anointed when we're angry, brother. It's another spirit. It's another thing, brother. And it shouldn't make anybody feel good tonight, brother. Anger is killing the church. And we get out of the will of God. Amen. When anger takes us, amen, we must be careful to stay on the beam tonight. I like what one man said. He said, whatever angers you, conquers you. Brother, think about it tonight. I don't care what it is in this life that angers you, that gets you out of control. It's conquered you. It's got a hold of you. Amen. It's controlling you. Amen. You got any bridges uncrossable? I know man can help you cross them tonight. You got any people that's hard to love tonight? I can introduce you to a man that can let you and help you and make you want to love everybody. Amen. Got any folks done you wrong and treated you dirty? Amen. I know a man that'll make you love everybody. Amen. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. We've got more hypocrites singing that than, amen, than we've had in a lot of days. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you, we're living in an hour. You can't always tell who's for you and who's against you. Amen. Because the devil is masquerading in the robes of righteousness and he's walking like holiness. But I'm here to tell you, brother, like the old black sister said years ago, amen, we're going to know who's been living right after a while, brother. We'll know who's been right after a while. We'll know. Their tongues gets out of control and gets to wagging right in the service. This one gets mad, jumps up that and starts yelling. It ain't long till the church is split. People go their separate ways. Amen. Brother Gaines, amen, I admire him tonight. Amen, he stuck and stayed and, amen, and right with the church. That's had so much trouble down through the years. Amen, it may be a breach that's almost beyond repair tonight. Only God knows. Amen. But thank God there's men that have still worked with a faithful few and will try to help shine the way and lead the way. Amen, brother. Amen. I'm here to tell you, say, brother, I never get angry. Well, that's good. As long as you stay sanctified, you won't. Amen. As long as the Lord's leading you, you won't. Amen. And praise God. You're looking at a preacher tonight. I had a bad temper before I got saved. Amen. And if I don't stay where I need to be with God, that same old man would like to rise up. Hello? Amen. Brother Gaines made the statement the other day when I was preaching for him something that he liked my spirit, that he never seen me upset. Amen. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, that's the way people ought to see us. And not just people, but our family and our relatives and our loved ones. And I'm here to tell you, amen, brother, and most of us know from experience, when we get angry, we say things we didn't mean to say. We do things we really didn't want to do because something else is leading us then. Something else is guiding us. It's not the Lord. It's not the Holy Ghost. Amen. He doesn't come to destroy, but He comes, amen, to give life and give it more abundantly, brother. Aberdeen, anger will get you off the beam with God tonight. I want to preach an unforgiving spirit. Amen. We'll get us off the beam this evening. An unforgiving spirit tonight will get us off the beam. 70 times 70. Jesus told Peter, if, amen, your brother comes unto you and asks you to forgiveness, He said, do it. 70 times 7 in a day. 490 times, brother. Amen. The Bible said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. We've got people that are going to church in this generation. Amen. And they lay down at night and they're holding grudges. And they won't forgive somebody for what they did 20 years ago and 30 years ago and 10 years ago, brother. I'm here to tell you tonight, an unforgiving spirit, amen, will take us out of the will of God. Amen. Matthew 6:14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. Mark, amen, 11:25. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. And if he trespassed you against you, amen, 7 times in a day. Amen. The Bible went on to say, amen, and then turn again to these saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Amen. Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave ye, also do ye. Amen. Brother, we need a revival of forgiveness. I've been in churches, you've been in churches, where this one wouldn't shake that one's hand, and they all claim to be brethren. They all claim to be saved. Amen. And they'd walk away before they'd shake a hand and hug a neck and tell them they loved him. Brother, I'm here to tell you the strongest virtue that we as children of God have tonight, it's not when we're preaching under the anointing or singing under the anointing or shouting under the anointing. It's not, amen, when we're praying, although that is a great virtue. But the greatest virtue we have, amen, is when somebody's done us wrong. Amen. And we, as Christ did, we forgive them. We say, forget about it. It's forgiven. It's in the past. Let's go on and live for God, brother. When we fail to forgive, it takes us out of the will of God this evening. Nobody had any more right to hold a grudge than Jesus Christ. Nobody had more right to be angry, to be upset with people, than Jesus on the cross. Look at him there. He's hanging between two thieves. The beautiful rose of Sharon, crushed between two thorns. Amen. Crucified, smitten, beaten. I mean wounded, brother. Beat so much, amen, beyond recognition. His visage was so marred more than any man, Isaiah said. Amen. He was wounded, spit upon. They plucked his beard. The most bloodiest, glorious individual that you can imagine. There he was, the Son of God, hanging on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And I hear a cry in the echo of the mountains in the distance. Amen. Is he swearing? No. Amen. Is he cursing? No. But he's praying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And brother, that's the attitude that you and I ought to have tonight. Amen. To forgive, forget, and go on. And let God help us and use us in this day and hour when we have an unforgiving spirit. Amen. It causes us to get off the beam and not be in the center of God's will tonight. Unforgiveness. Amen. I'm going to tell you, sometimes we go through some things. It ain't easy to get over, friends. There's sometimes people do things to you. You know, amen. It's one thing. We know we're going to be persecuted, amen, by the world and the hypocrites. But brother, it hurts tonight when it's a child of God. It hurts tonight when you walked hand in hand in sweet fellowship. It hurts when you slept in their home, ate at their table, amen, and took sweet counsel together and walked hand in hand into the house of God. What are you telling me? I'm telling you, brother, we can generally get over what people do to us, but let them do something to our mate or our spouse or one of our children or one of our relatives. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, brother, without the grace of God, you'll not get over it. You'll not forgive. You'll not forget. You'll not do as you ought to do, brother. But thanks be to God, His grace is sufficient. And when we're weak, that's when we're really strong, brother. I'm glad He's able to make all grace abound unto you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound. Every good work, thanks be to God. Amen. There's help for people that'll do the will of God tonight. I want to preach tonight. We get all the will of God and get off the beam. When we quit serving God this evening, amen, there's many tonight, Brother Rose, if we had him here tonight, that used to be on the beam, used to be in the will of God. They were faithful. They were dependable. Amen. They were steadfast. But amen, the day we're living is a day of inconsistency. It's a day of unstableness. Amen. It's a day of double-mindedness. It's a day, amen, that people's hearts are divided. Amen, brother. They say one thing and they live another. They talk, amen, when they're with this crowd. They can talk a good game and they get over in this other crowd. And brother, they can talk their game. We're living in a day, amen, you don't know what some people are. Amen. It's like the man that... Amen. He was so unstable. He took this church and was having a lot of trouble. Amen. And this side come to him and said, Pastor, this is what happened. This was what happened in the split. And he said, you're right. You're absolutely right. And this side came to him 2 weeks later, told him something totally different, and said, he said, well, you're right. You're absolutely right. They were going home in the car that day. Amen. The pastor's wife looked at him and said, honey, I don't know what to think about you. One side tells you something, you tell them they're right. 2 weeks later, the other tells you something totally different. And you tell them they're right. They're absolutely right. She said, you ain't nothing but a backboneless jellyfish. He said, you're right. You're absolutely right. Amen. But we're living in a day. Amen. There's a lot of people. They're wishy-washy, up and down, in and out. Unconcerned. Lukewarm, brother. They're not hot. They're not cold. But God's going to spew them out of His mouth after a while. And when we quit serving God, when we quit standing on the solid rock, when we quit being faithful to the house of God and the cause of God. Brother, God didn't save us to be wishy-washy. He didn't save us to be inconsistent. But He said in 1 Corinthians 15:58, but be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, brother. When we quit serving God, we get off the beam tonight. If I am not as faithful tonight as I was when I started out, woe is me. If I am not as determined, if my heart's not in this thing tonight as much as it was the night I got saved, Lord, help me tonight. Amen. People get off the beam when they quit serving God. Amen. Let me say this with all the sugar I can put on it. Amen. If Aunt Susie and her Christmas cookies at Christmas time keeps you out on Sunday morning over the Christmas holiday, you're carnal. Amen. If Uncle George and his, amen, turtles, chocolate-covered caramel candy, amen, keep you out on Sunday night, and it's God's day in the house of God, and amen, brother, you're carnal. Amen, brother. Amen. Help me tonight, Jesus, when we let anything come, amen, that came and that doesn't have to be that way. Amen, brother, I've tried to never let a relative keep me out of the house of God on church night. Amen. I don't know what the ringing's about. Amen. Amen. Woe be unto us in this day and hour. thing. Amen. Keep us from the will of God and the work of God, brother. Amen. We're living in a day. Amen. When we quit serving God, we get out of His will tonight. Sure, there's been times the cars broke down. I had to work on it. There's been times this has happened, that's happened. But amen, but when we quit serving God without a cause and no reason and no excuse, amen, it'll be a rough day down the road, friend. Amen, brother, we're living in an hour. Amen, a lot of folks say, preacher, don't need me. They don't miss me when I'm gone anyhow. I ain't nobody. I just, amen, whoa, wait up, wait back up just a second. Amen, I'm going to tell you, everybody's needed tonight. Amen. Everybody's not the preacher and everybody's not the pastor, but some people serve God by just being faithful to the house of God. That's how they serve God. They're doing just what God has called them to do. They're there, brother. They're willing and wanting and waiting to do anything they can for the church. Amen, brother. You take one spoke out of a wheel and that wheel is weakened. Amen, brother. And it's the same way with the church. Amen. Take, amen, an army. Take the front man off the line and they're that one man less weakened. Amen. It's the same way with the church, brother. You take this one out and that one out unless it's something necessary that they can't be here for. Amen, brother. It will be weakened. Will not be as strong. Amen, brother. The airplane pilot is faithful to his plane. Amen. The soldier is faithful to his country. Amen. And the Christian ought to be faithful to God in this hour, brother. And amen, somebody God can depend upon. Amen. God said in one place, He looked for a man and desired a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, but he found none. I'm going to tell you, in this detrimental hour, we need some people that will serve God according to His will and be there and be consistent and be what God would have them to be.
I guarantee you one thing tonight. I don't believe God would have ever called me to preach if I had quit serving Him when I first started out. Just come when I wanted to. Go when I wanted to. I want to preach tonight. Amen. We get off the beam and get out of the will of God when we seek happiness everywhere but in God. Amen. When we seek happiness everywhere else but in God. We're living in a day. Amen. The Bible, the text said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Brother, we're living in an hour. It seems like a lot of the professing church is looking for happiness everywhere else but church. Everywhere else but God. I meet people almost every week. They can talk about their home. They can talk about their car. They can talk about their vacation. They can talk about their plans. They can talk about this and talk about that. But they ain't got time to talk about God. They don't want to share any scripture. Amen. They don't want any more church in what they've got. Amen. They can't hardly make the commitment they have now, brother. And we get off the beam when we look for happiness everywhere else but in God tonight. Amen. Proverbs 28:14 says, Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardened his heart shall fall into mischief. Amen. I thought about one man. Amen. He was dying on his deathbed. Praise God, and he had a smile on his face. And somebody said to him, man, you're dying. How in the world are you smiling like that? He said, I can smile because years ago I met somebody that taught me how to smile even when everything was going wrong, everything was falling apart. You ask me why I'm happy, I will tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Brother, the devil got me in trouble, but Jesus brought me out. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. One song said, somebody told me about the joy they had. Somebody told me that in sorrow they could be glad. Somebody told me once they was bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. But now I can tell you about the joy I have. And now I can tell you in sorrow I can be glad. And now I can tell you once I was bound but now set free,
I didn't think it could be until it happened to me, brother. I'm here to tell you, there's a happiness in Jesus. There's a peace in Jesus in a troubled world, in a world that's falling apart. There's a happiness and a joy for the child of God that we get out of His will when we seek happiness everywhere else tonight. Amen. I'm going to preach tonight. We get out of the will of God and off the beam when we fail to trust God tonight. When we fail to trust God, there's two reasons tonight why we ought to trust Him more than ever. Number one, God has promised us in His Word He'll take care of us. Amen. The loving mother, amen, trusts that her husband, amen, the provider of that home, she trusts him to do his job and she believes him. Amen. The children look up to their daddy, amen, and they look on him and they trust that he's going to clothe them and meet their need and bring food home and take care of them, and they believe he will. If you don't believe it, talk to any child that has a loving mother and a loving father. I mean, brother, they'll tell you their dad can do anything. They believe that. Amen. And brother, number one, we ought to trust God because He has promised us. Brother, from Genesis to Revelation, this book is full of promises and contingents. Amen. And things that God said He would do for us if we'll obey Him and be faithful. And number two, we ought to trust Him tonight because of all the provision He's already made in our life. If you've thought about what He's already done, how much more will He do until this thing is over, brother? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways unto Him. Trust also in Him, and He'll bring it to pass, brother. When we fail to trust God, we get off the beam. We begin to worry and fret and doubt, and we lose the joy of our salvation. Brother, we need to trust Him. Amen. How much do we trust Him tonight? How much do we really trust Him? The Bible said in Psalms 5 and 11, "But let all them that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy." That's what the Bible says. Amen. I wonder how many people's trusting God tonight. I don't want to get silly tonight, but we got some people ain't trusting God like they ought to trust Him. I remember a few years ago, it was getting close to Christmas, and this dear sister got up in this service. I said, "What?" She said, "Oh, my husband just lost his job, and we ain't got no insurance, and oh, I don't know how we're going to live, and oh, I don't know how we're going to buy anything, anybody, anything for Christmas this year." Holy Ghost filled, child of God. Probably shouted the week before. Are we trusting God, or are we trusting the job? Are we trusting God, or are we trusting Social Security? Are we trusting God, or are we trusting Wall Street tonight? Amen. Am I trusting God, or am I trusting that 5-year unlimited warranty that Ford Motor gets me on that pickup truck? Hello. Who am I trusting tonight? Amen. Are we trusting God, or are we trusting in the billfold? Amen. Are we trusting God tonight? Are we trusting, amen, people or organization? Amen. Or are we trusting, amen, the sovereign bank or Dominion or First National or merchants or farmers? Amen. Who are we trusting? You don't have to be around some people too long. You find out where their trust is, and they get out of the will of God because they're not trusting Him tonight. Amen. Brother Gaines and I talked last year. I was up at his house with him there, preaching a couple services and working a little bit. We got talking one night, and it's true. Very few people in the church world tonight really are trusting God. Very few of them really, really have the faith that's pleasing unto God.
And I don't know if it's because our society has entered us to where that there's a security, seemingly a passing security, and amen, an informal security that we seem to be comfortable in the day and hour. But there was a time things weren't as good as they are tonight. There was a time that, I mean, all that doctor could do is rub a little camphophonica on that and bandage it up and to wish everything well. Hello. Amen. It ain't always been laser beam surgery and balloons and all the other stuff they're doing today. And there may come a time before Jesus comes. I don't know. Amen. I know what the doctors are saying about this AIDS epidemic. They say in another 10 years, if it goes that long, amen, they ain't going to be not one decent person want to go to the hospital. Because they said, amen, the hospitals will be full of AIDS people that are dying. Amen. Unbelievable numbers. Amen. And brother, I think it's time we learn to trust Him now. Because we may have to trust Him more than ever down the road. Amen. There may come the time. I don't know. I believe in the rapture. I don't believe we're going through great tribulation. No, sir. Amen. But we don't know what we'll go through until Jesus comes. Amen. Jesus said, amen, when He comes, will He find faith upon the earth, brother? We need a revival of faith and trust in God and believe in His Word that He'll do just what He said He'd do tonight. Amen. You know what happens? Somebody comes up to us and says, brother preacher, I got a scripture right here. I read this, and could you tell me what this is? Does it really mean what it says it does? Well, this is what it's saying. Hello? Hello? We're weak in our faith tonight if we're not careful. We're weak in our trust in God. We claim all the blessings and benefits of a Pentecostal holiness, full gospel walk in God. But how many of us are taking advantages of the privileges? How many are living up to par? I feel like tonight most folks in the church world are living far beneath their privileges in God tonight. He said, if you say to this mountain, if you have faith, say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. He said, it would be done. Amen, brother, we need some faith tonight. You think God has brought us this far to let us down? You think God's helped you all these years and now that He's been... No, no, no. When we fail to trust God, amen, we're going to be tried, we're going to be tested, our faith will be put to the limit. Peter said, amen, concerning that fiery trial that comes. Amen, it's a precious thing, more precious than gold tonight. And oh, how much greater an overcomer. Amen, if God don't allow us to go through anything that we have to trust Him, we'll never know He can do anything tonight. I mean, we'll know historically He can. We'll know contemporaneously He can. And we'll know contactually. We'll know some people God's done it for. But until we go through something and have to trust God ourselves, that's when you have the living reality and knowing that God is a God of every situation. I want to preach last but not least tonight. Hey, man, we get off the beam when we live a worldly life tonight. When we start leaning toward the world. Jesus said in the Word, or John did, or amen, writing, said, excuse me, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. For the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. We're living in a day. Amen. We're seeing worldliness creep into the church world at a rapid pace. I guess we could say it's flooding in instead of creeping in. It's just about washed some churches plumb off the map of being a holiness church. Amen. Praise God. But we're living in an hour, brother, that when we lean toward the world and we think like the world and we look like the world looks at and we want to do the things the world does and we get involved in everything the world, brother, we get off the beam tonight. Amen. I'm a firm believer. The less affiliation and the less association and the less, amen, we have to do with the world tonight, the better off we are. I know we're in the world, but we're not of the world tonight, brother. It's like the man that broke his leg. He slipped on ice. Amen.
amen, in the hospital. Somebody came by and said, how did it happen? He said, well, I slipped on just a little patch of ice in front of my doorstep. I'd walked a whole block, amen, out of the way to get from a big sheet of ice, and I messed around, slipped and fell on a little spot from the door. And that's the way a lot of Christians are tonight with the world. Amen. They'll walk out of their way. Amen. They'll avoid this and that, but then they'll step right or get right involved in the same little thing that'll pull them down and hinder them. Brother, a little leaven leaveneth the whole bunch. And it's the little foxes that are spoiling the vine tonight. And it's the little things that are killing us in Pentecost. Amen. And brother, when we lean like the world, look like the world, act like the world, pattern ourselves after the world, brother, we're getting off the beam and missing the will of God, brother. We're living in a day that's ending. Amen. This thing ain't going on forever, and we better make good use and live the life pleasing unto God. Time is running out tonight. Thought of the little boy years ago that his mother gave him one penny to spend. One penny. And he went into the store and he looked for minutes. Minutes seemingly an hour. Walking up down that candy aisle with one penny. His mother opened the door and yelled and said, come on, son, we gotta go. We're in a hurry. He said, I only got one penny and I want to spend it wisely. I want to buy all I can with one penny. Printed out, I thought about the man that went into the coal camp years ago. And all the coal soot and all the dirt all over the houses and the flowers and the yard. But he came to this one house. He was a salesman. And there, even though the house was dirty, and there was these flowers in the midst of the yard. Just as pure and white and no coal dust at all. And, I mean, he was amazed. He went to the door and he got to talking. And he asked him, said, boy, you must really dust that flower off every hour or something. You know, as dirty as it is around. So that's the only flower I've seen in the community that's not dirty. The lady grinned and said, no, sir. Said, that flower has a special enamel or fragrance thing that it puts off, that the dust will not stick to it. And she picked up some dust, threw it on there, and just fell right off the flower. It wouldn't cling to it. You know what that shows me tonight? It shows me it don't matter how filthy this world gets from here on out, we can live holy if we want to. It don't matter how ungodly it gets, how bad it gets. Friend, if we'll stay in the will of God tonight, we can abide forever. Love not the world, neither the things which are in the world. If any man have the love of the world in his heart, the love of God dwelleth not in him. For the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Come tonight. Would you bow your heads with us, Heavenly Father? We've preached tonight what we felt you'd have us to. God, we've done our best in our own feeble way. I thank you for your Spirit, your anointing. God, for the attention of this congregation tonight. Thank you for the fellowship of holiness people. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here in Hamilton, Virginia, to preach this gospel unto this congregation. Help us tonight in this altar service. Lead us, teach us, and guide us. Help us to abide in your will. Know your voice. That we can abide forever in Jesus' name we pray. Help us to do what we can in this life to please you. Amen. The other day, as Brother Donnie plays softly tonight, I visited a pastor in Logan, West Virginia, approximately 3 to 4 weeks ago. I hadn't seen them since 1984. His wife, as him and his wife and me, my children, I sat down in the house. Sister Hatfield wasn't with us that particular trip to the store. But his wife looked at me and she said, I can see that you haven't changed a bit. She said, I looked at your little girl's hair today and I seen it ain't ever been cut. She said, Brother Mark, I can tell you ain't changed a bit even since 1984. I said, Sister, I'm still preaching the same gospel, still living the same life. She said, I wish I could say that. She said, I've trimmed my hair since I seen you last time. She said, I wish I hadn't have done it now. But she said, I did. But she couldn't help but noticing that we hadn't changed. There's an old saying says, only one life and it'll soon be past. Only what's done for Christ is going to really last. If everybody in your church, there's an old saying, if everybody in my church was just like me, what kind of church would my church be? Would you stand with us tonight? As our brother sings, I'm going to ask for an old-fashioned altar call tonight. I want us all to come in.